Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Burials taking place in Gaza and hospitals are flooded with wounded Palestinians after Israeli troops opened fire near a crowd trying to collect food at an aid distribution site. Hospital officials say 80 people died and more than 150 were injured. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
There have been multiple killings at food sites over the last few weeks. As the crisis on the ground worsens, the UN's food program estimating 90,000 Palestinians are suffering from malnutrition, many on the brink of starvation.
A Bangladesh military plane crashed into a school today in Dhaka, the death toll rising to 18 with 164 others injured, according to a spokesman for the Bangladesh Armed Forces. The school had some 2,000 students from elementary through high school. The search for victims from the July 4th flooding in Central Texas has been going on for weeks. Now the list of people unaccounted for is down to just 8, down from 160 who had been on the list before. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. City officials will continue hearings for property owners who are objecting to their property assessments today. According to city documents, over 30 different property owners are contesting their assessments. It's not just residential homeowners either. Businesses are also on the schedule for objection hearings during the four-day process. On Thursday, the Citizens Board of Review went over the procedure for contesting real property assessments ahead of the objection hearings, which are scheduled to wrap up on Tuesday. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding from the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. The annual Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Games were held in Oshkosh this past weekend. The event, which brings in the top senior high school football players from around the state, is in its 49th year. Since 2008, the players, coaches, and organizers have raised money for Children's Wisconsin. This year's fundraising topped $350,000. On the field, it was a sweep for the North All-Stars this weekend as they defeated the South in the 8-player, small school, and large school games. One more seasonally warm day before a heat wave begins. Highs will be in the low 80s across western Wisconsin today with sunny skies. The temperature rises tomorrow with highs around 90 in the Cooley region. Wednesday will be the hottest day of the week with highs well into the 90s and heat index values in the triple digits. Storm chances return towards the end of the week while high temperatures stay in the mid to upper 80s across the region. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's App Store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A 10-game winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a series tonight against the Mariners in Seattle, trying to keep a 10-game winning streak alive. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers in L.A. yesterday, 6-5, to move into a tie with the Cubs for first place in their division. The Brewers doing it with a roster of no-name players, according to Pat Murphy.
Monasterio stepping up, getting a huge two-out hit, RBI, Perkins. Perkins literally didn't have spring training. And what can you say about Collins? Collins, Vaughn, and Durbin have given us such a lift, but Collins has been the silent hero. He's played great defense, gotten big hits, hitting fourth in the lineup. The kid wasn't going to make the team in spring training unless there was a huge injury, and there was two of them, but he wasn't making the team. He's hitting fourth in our lineup. Vaughn was in AAA last week and couldn't break the lineup on a last place team. So, you know, we're just really fortunate that these guys are gelling and coming together and just, you know, playing hungry.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm overnight with a low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach at Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:06 on a Monday morning, July 21st, 2025. Nice to have you here up north and statewide. Parker Olson is our producer down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is standing by at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is hanging around as co-host for this fine Monday morning. And Parker, let's give the guys in Madison a proper introduction.
Civic Media Now proudly present... Proudly? Proudly. Seriously, that's a stretch. How about, here they are, John and Gordy. Let's go with that, shall we?
Proudly. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Who writes this crap?
That's Catherine Lake, yeah, our station manager.
That would be Catherine. Yep, yeah, giving you just the her giving it her all on an introduction. Yeah. So thanks for that, Catherine. Guys, how are you?
Doing good. Okay for a Monday. Yeah. How are you, Pat?
We're good here. Well, we're ensconced in our usual weekday morning home, whereas Brittany's out there in the elements. Which makes sense because she's a meteorologist, but she's out in the elements of the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. So rain or shine, she's one happy camper, quite literally, aren't you?
I really am. Woo! Camping out here all week long, like you said, through all the storms and anything that's coming my way. This morning, overnight, it was pretty crisp. It was chilly out there. Temperatures right now, 54 to 68 degrees across the state. We're going to stay refreshed today. Nice and comfortable. Low 70s to low 80s. Statewide, no big humidity or mugginess really pushing in, but the wildfire smoke is here, so a hazy sunshine and also a few clouds scattered out there as well. So a little breezy this morning. The heat will start to crank up a little bit tomorrow, and we are looking at active weather this week too, so chances for some showers and maybe a small thunderstorm far northwest in the state this afternoon. Those could work their way towards central areas late tonight. And then some more tomorrow morning, mainly down south. We're looking at storms rolling through tomorrow morning. Gone by midday, heat starts to crank up. And let me tell you, more storms Tuesday night and into our Wednesday morning. And after that, that's when it's going to be in the 90s with the humidity right up there as well, feeling very, very oppressive. So you're going to see me dripping sweat out here because I don't have AC. I don't have those luxuries. So we're going to be really living it this week.
It sure sounds like it. I mean, but... You're prepared for this. This is nothing you haven't seen before.
No.
You know?
Not at all. I've got the tent waterproof, staked down. I got the tarp underneath. I've got a fan, solar fan. I've even got solar charging devices, too. So a lot of different things working with the sun here.
What would be the biggest treat for you at Air Venture to be, you know, invited to do? Would it be to go up for a ride on the blimp, one of the military jets?
Fighter jet. for sure. Really? That okay. would be crazy. That is on my bucket list. Still never gotten to do that. Sometimes they pick media to go. I've never been the lucky duck yet, so fingers crossed.
Mine would be getting an all-you-can-eat arm wristband to wear to go through all the food booths. That's because it's on the ground. I can do all that. Well, we got the guys here, John, Gordy, you guys air venture enthusiasts, and or any requests to make of Brittany while she's out there?
Well, I would love to go to the EAA sometime. I've never been there, but it sounds like a wonderful event. And it goes on all week, right? Right through
yes,
Friday, Saturday?
It does. Yeah. All week long. And the really cool thing is if you want to avoid a lot of the people, you come during the week, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Monday through Wednesday. And then it kind of repeats. I mean, there's definitely different things every single day, but they kind of try to repeat the show again. So then Thursday through Saturday is kind of a repeat of that. But Wednesday and Saturday are my personal favorites because they have the night air show. So that is fireworks on top of planes flying. The planes are shooting off fireworks. And then there's explosives on the ground and just stuff you've never seen in the drone lights, too. And it is a show, let me tell you.
Sounds like a war zone.
It does, doesn't it?
They actually act that out, too. When they have the military, they'll do like a military. This is what's happening. People dropping from helicopters, little bombs going off.
Like a reenactment. Okay.
Yes. I've never seen anything like that, but here.
To what degree, because I didn't really look, but it also didn't stick out, are drones a part of this? Is it pretty much just, you know, aircraft that you can fly and that people fly as opposed to things that are unmanned?
Oh, they'll definitely have drones here, too. So anything that has to do with off the ground, they've got it here. So, yep, drones are a part of it. They've even got, like, cool GPS things for airplanes, too. I mean, tech side is really big, plus the aviation.
So anything defying gravity, which means the cast of Wicked will be there as well for a big sing-along. So stick around for that. Brittany, thank you so much for the weather update. Have lots of fun. Are you going to try to check in tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Have fun. Great to see you. Before we talk more with Kristen and John and Gordy, a reminder, you can sign up for our newsletter at Up North News. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. Of course, we've got notes in there today about the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Learn more about how the community comes together and all of the volunteers who make things work. Also, an article about American Family Field as the second half of the baseball season is underway now. Some of the best eats at AmFam Field this season. Also, there is a link to my article from our website. It's what's not in the state budget that is generating both anger and 2026 candidates. And all that and more in our newsletter. Sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. So, gang, I've got, you know when they say a service person will be there to work on your cable or your appliances or whatever, and it said, you know, they'll be there between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a three-hour window now. It's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So Kristen probably noticed that I was kind of distracted over here as somebody was watching. 7:55, they're ready to go. Going, okay, let's take a look at that dishwasher, see what the problem is here. So
it's nice when you're the first on the list.
I know. Well, it turns out he lives in Chippewa. So I was expecting somebody from the Twin Cities who was going to get here at like 4:59, you know, and say, oh no, that still counts. So that's how my week is getting off to a good start. You guys have a good weekend in Madison?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of busy here. We had a Coldplay concert at Camp Randall Stadium.
Did you guys go? Were you guys cuddled up with each other before the Jumbotron
picture? Oh, that's so cute. You can do it now.
Well, yes. Yeah. But,
yes, that's what we did.
Okay.
Now, I understand that Coldplay, I guess the concert was great because the weather
was
wonderful.
Yes, I've heard a lot of great things.
Yep. And everything went well, but they warned people. Chris Martin warned everybody that, you know, the video is on, you know, we've got cameras here and just warning people, you know, they could be on camera. So I guess that's part of their show now.
If you're with somebody you shouldn't be with, you don't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
It's part of everybody's show now. The Philadelphia Phillies did a whole takeoff on it. I mean, everybody's doing
it. A lot of sports teams, over the weekend had a little bit of fun with the Kiss Cam. Look, the Kiss Cam was always fraught with peril, okay? I mean, there have been other instances. There was a time recently when somebody was, like, ready, had the sign to hold up immediately to point at the woman next to him. This is my sister, you know, so he knew that the Kiss Cam was a possibility.
I like that. That was good.
So,
that original video has been seen more than 40 million times, at least over the weekend. That's the number I heard. Wow.
I love the guy's girlfriend.
So the
concert at Camp Randall was the first one in a long time. I mean, Camp Randall seems like a natural place as a concert venue, but it does not have a long record as one. Have you been to any concerts earlier than that at Camp Randall or other special?
Did you go
events?
To Pink Floyd?
Well, I went to Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Okay. That was 30 years ago.
But they had a lot of concerts, I think, held there.
But I saw the Rolling Stones there.
Yes, yeah, really? They had them too.
Mm-hmm. Now, before Coldplay was there on Saturday, Morgan Wallen, a country singer,
was there. Yes.
He was there 2 or 3 weeks ago for a Friday and Saturday night, a double, a double date.
That was
there.
Country, and no one noticed.
Oh, there were a lot of cowboy hats. And,
yeah.
I don't know about that. When did you see the Rolling Stones, Kristen?
Must have been late 90s.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. And it was a good show?
Yeah, it was a great show.
Okay. All right.
I saw the Stones at County Stadium in the 60s.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah.
At County Stadium.
I think maybe early 70s. Yeah, early 70s. That's when it was.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was living in St. Paul 1976, and the Rolling Stones were performing at the St. Paul Civic Center. And we did not live too far from there, and we were just driving one evening, to go to grandma's house or something. I don't know what, because we were 12 years old at the time. I just remember seeing that out in the streets, there was all this rowdy behavior going on. Come to find out the next day, they basically classified it as like a mini riot, as all these Stones fans came out of this. It was the mid-70s. It's what you did. You rioted after a concert, right? I mean,
well,
it was in the rule book.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, we slept overnight in front of the County Stadium doors.
Did you really?
Get in, yes. Wow. Believe it or not. What a dumb thing to do.
Didn't we find out that we both were at a Stones concert at Alpine Valley?
Yes, Alpine Valley, yeah.
Around 1992, 93, yep. Somewhere in there, Steel Wheels tour.
Yes.
And it rained. But it was still a great
rained,
show.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
always
here
rains at Alpine Valley.
Yeah. Here I get to share the Alpine Valley story that I don't think I've shared on air before. Amazingly, this thumb is still attached as a result of it. It was a Jimmy Buffett concert, so margaritas may have been a factor. But at one point after the concert, it takes forever to get out of Alpine Valley.
Yes.
And we could see that. We thought, well, you know what? We're just going to keep tailgating here in the parking lot until traffic goes down a bit. It'll be fine. And somebody decided to get up on his family minivan and stand up there and take in the crowd and take in the music and all that. And that was all fine. No big deal. Other people were doing that as well. It was a fun night. And I go to get off the top of the family minivan, which had one of those luggage racks. My thumb along the luggage rack while doing what I thought was a perfect Kerry Strug dismount. It turned out that I had sliced my thumb rather severely. And my wife, a doctor, says that's going to need stitches. And my response was, that doesn't need stitches. It just needs another margarita. And I dipped my cup in the bucket of margarita and imbibed and... we finally got out of there. I kept pressure on it and everything. And finally, just as we're coming toward Madison on our way back to Chippewa Falls, I say to my wife rather groggily from the passenger seat, if you want to stop at an ER, if it'll make you feel better, we can do that. So she did.
Aww,
and of course,
how thoughtful of you.
Yes. The admitting clerk was like, how did you do this? And I, of course, I closed the car door on it,
Yeah.
And the look that she gave my wife and the wife gave her, because one thing it did not look like was a crush injury at all. But that was my story, and I was sticking to it.
How many stitches?
I don't remember how much it was, like six or something like that. So, as soon as Sherry saw that the ligament hadn't been, I wasn't going to lose the thumb, but I was going to gain a scar and a reason to embarrass myself on statewide radio someday at the right moment. And it's the right moment, thanks to you people and telling me about Alpine Valley concerts.
You're kind of glossing over the fact that there was a lot of blood.
There was a lot of blood.
I would assume that there was a lot of blood.
There was. There was a lot of, and thinking, just enough pressure will do it. And as the person here who went to medical school can attest, there are sometimes when putting pressure on is just not enough.
I'm just shaking my head up here in my Brady Bunch corner, Pat.
Oh, yeah. Kristen doesn't have any embarrassing stories at all that she's not willing to share. Some of you are going to be taking off for a local update. For the rest of you, we'll be continuing this conversation where I let John and Gordy get a word in edgewise. And then when we're all back together in the next half hour, we're going to be talking a bit about toxic masculinity. Nothing that infects this show or John and Gordy's by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a thing, and it's being encouraged by the MAGA groomers, one could say, and the MAHA ones, who are taking anti-feminism to a new level with a new generation of vulnerable young women. That's all coming up on these mornings, powered by Up North News, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We've got baseball again tonight. Milwaukee Brewers at Seattle to take on the Mariners. Pre-game coverage begins at 8:05 on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. Brewers winners of 10 in a row after sweeping the Dodgers again, this time in Chavez Ravine, to be in a tie in first place now for the Cubs. The Cubs technically have the tiebreaker, but we'll take care of that next week when the Cubs come to American Family Field 1 week from today for that series. John and Gordy here from our Civic Media station in Madison. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Parker Olson all here as well. Guys, in Madison, where it's all things Badgers. So when you get the Brewers, it does a 10-game winning streak.
Right.
Get the town much more engaged and remind them that there's a Major League Baseball team down the road?
No.
No, not at all. Actually, we're going to the game next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
Against the Cubs.
Oh, nice.
And we're taking a couple of listeners, or meeting some listeners there.
It's going to be a late night for us.
It's going to be, it's a 6:40 game. But, I'm a big Cubs fan because I grew up near Chicago. Brewers fan. And John's taking his wife, and she's a Cubs fan.
She's a big Cubs fan.
Such an affliction we have
It'll
here.
Be fun.
But I understand in the newsletter, you have tips about the best food at the stadium. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, we're going to have to check that out because we're buying the food and the drinks.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot there. There's a lot that makes the game enjoyable. And Kristen, you've been to the Fox City Stadium for games there, correct? And
can also testify
to what a great experience baseball has become now compared to just sitting, getting splinters from the old wooden bleachers, you know, when some of us were younger. So get out
it's
to a ball game.
It's interactive. It's fun.
Yes. Much, very much so.
You're talking about stadiums. I mean, here we're talking. Trump is trying to, you know, take away the possibility of a new stadium
for the Washington football team,
Commanders. Right?
We kicked off the show with that. Sports is like the last escape we have here in this country right now, and we were reminded that Donald Trump can even ruin our escape into sports, threatening to unleash his army of trolls on two sports teams. Unless they restore the racist nicknames that I thought we had finally sent to history's dumpster, at least as far as the Washington football team and the Cleveland Guardians baseball team. But, you know, again, the man's always looking for a diversion from, you know, don't look at the fact of the matter that, you know, a pound of ground beef is now at a record high, you know, still hasn't come down. Let's talk about racist sports names instead. Any kind of diversion, beef is a new diversion.
And it is truly amazing that he would bring up these very divisive issues. I mean, it's like they have a list. Well, what diversion can we go to next is really truly going back in time to the worst of the worst?
Yeah,
and that is going back to these racist names again. It's hard to even imagine going back to something like this and bringing up it as a serious subject, and then holding up a stadium deal because you wanted to do that. And isn't that some kind of coercive moment by the president? This guy's micromanaging our country.
Yeah, it's called authoritarianism. You know, it's
down to the stadiums.
Mm-hmm. But fellas, I can't take my eyes off his cankles.
Now let's get back to today's medical minute with Dr. Lyerly, who's going to explain the medical diagnosis for cankles.
I have this gut feeling. He's got swelling in both of his feet. And I have nothing to back this up except for the fact that his White House physicians have consistently lied about his actual health. I mean, we know this because we now are seeing this. I bet that he is experiencing heart failure, which means that his heart, which is a pump, is having a hard time keeping up with the demands of his body. So he's holding on to a bunch of extra water and it is gathering in his ankles. That's why we're seeing these swollen ankles.
Yeah, I got my complaint is that why haven't they told us about his medical condition?
I'm just throwing it back at him.
That's all, you know. It's always a projection from the mega party, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's whatever they want us to see.
Right. Yes, projection, and that is not diversion. And it's not, by the way, it's not all water down there in the ankles. There's a lot of cheeseburgers down there. The man loves his
That's right.
The fast food, you know. We're going to be talking in the next segment here about the MAGA toxic masculinity movement and the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, wink.
Can I just throw a bad joke in?
And so, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you go down to Trump's feet, you'll see the golden arches.
Thank you, Parker. Where's the thanks for the snare drop?
When does the joke part come in?
Yeah. It was the late timing on the drum. That was the joke, you see.
I got to tell you that I'm really bad at telling jokes, so that's why we do not tell jokes on our program. But on yours, you're anytime, Pat.
Oh, that's funny. So we're going to get into, you know, the toxic masculinity and the trad wives trend with young women, and how, again, I feel like, you know, you guys are saying Gen Z is while they're being targeted, will hopefully there's a lot of signs that they're riding to the rescue as well, whether whether
that's what I'm hoping, Kristen, your sons, your four sons are.
Oh, I thought Kristen herself is a Gen Z was going to be.
I am Gen X, baby.
Yes, you are. Yes,
I'm a survivor.
What are your sons on the road that you would like them to be on at this point?
My boys are, but you know, I raised them, so they are heavily influenced by me and the experiences that they've had growing up. But a lot of their friends are in a different space, and it's been fascinating to hear the stories that they tell. And even for me to be able to have conversations with them and to question them, they're formative. You know, they're just learning how to live in the world right now. So there is an opportunity for us to have conversations with them and to help in to a community building.
My sons as well. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. John and Gordy, you can catch them 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays on our Civic Media station. That's WMDX, right, guys? Don't have my cue cards in front of me, which is why it says down below you, Civic Media's Madison Station. So I'll read my notes a little bit better here. Thank you for the visit, guys. Appreciate it so much.
We appreciate it, too.
Always fun to be with you, Pat.
All right. Have a great week. Dr. Lyerly is back here in just a bit when we talk more about what it is that we should be telling our young men and women and what messages they're hearing instead. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A bill has been introduced that would fund a program discontinued by Republicans who wrote the state budget that aims to help veterans in need of housing. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
All three facilities are currently providing all services, but the two set to close, including Chippewa Falls here in western Wisconsin, will stop taking applications later this summer. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Rene Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm overnight with a low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought They did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
In the morning on this Monday morning, July 21st, 2025. Pat Kreitlow here, Parker Olson producing in Madison, Dr. Kristen Lyerly with us as well. And let me start this segment talking about a couple of programs that come through Up North News' parent company, Courier Newsroom. We've talked a couple of times about the video series, How Is This Better with Akilah Hughes? And I wanted to spend a little extra time on her last two episodes. How Is This Better challenges the grifters out there, the ones controlling our government and our attention and so much of our daily lives. And this week, Akilah Hughes explores the dangerous online pipelines that lure men seeking harmless advice into radical ideologies. The episode delves into the manipulative tactics used by figures like Andrew Tate and Joe Rogan to push hyper-masculine agendas, and highlights the detrimental effects of these ideologies on mental health, relationships, and societal norms. Let's hear a little 90-second clip from Akilah Hughes' program this week, How Is This Better?
To be the alpha, to be attractive, the best thing you can do is to wear your Trump support on your sleeve. Show that you are a real man. Show that you...
Women pretend what they want is the beta, but what they actually want is the alpha.
And there's this weird line that's blurred in the manosphere space where you can't tell when somebody's doing a bit or when somebody's being genuine.
And I have to tell you, it took a lot for me to write this episode. The problems with men who've been sucked into these pipelines online are so vast and endless, it's almost impossible to tell the story in full with adequate levels of pity, empathy, and outrage at just how extreme all of this has become. Still, if you've spent any time online in the past decade, you've seen the momentum growing in the manosphere, telling men and vulnerable little boys that they too can have it all. And their idea of it all means silent, baby-making wife mommies and making more money than God by being more efficient than computers. It's a fool's errand and total farce, but if you have the time, and in many cases money, to become isolated and undesirable to everyone around you, you're the perfect mark in this ongoing con. I'm Akilah Hughes, and this week, I'm looking at the dangerous online pipeline directed at men who were simply looking for health advice or gaming clips, and how the smallest amount of curiosity can lead to frankly deadly results, and asking, how is this better?
Now, last week, the shoe was on the other foot as Akilah highlighted a new flavor of conservative content targeting women online, the rise of the tradwife aesthetic, the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again movement, and how a wellness pipeline is pulling women to the political right, from TikTok videos to wellness-themed women's conferences from Turning Point, perhaps America's best-known far-right supplier of extremism, and getting vulnerable women to embrace outdated anti-feminist tropes. You can watch both of those episodes of the series How Is This Better on YouTube. You can also watch or listen on Spotify, or you can listen on Apple. You can also watch it right from the Courier website. Go to couriernewsroom.com to learn more. And so, Kristen, we've talked previously on the show, but I wanted to spend a little bit of extra time on this whole notion of how the far right, the people who love to scream about groomers the most, that really is a sense of projection. When you look at who's doing the real grooming toward unhealthy lifestyles, it's happening right there on the American far right.
It is, with some of the most vulnerable people in society, and they don't even realize that it's happening because it's so insidious, and it reinforces some of our greatest fears and the things that we are worried about for our futures. But just because it's happening doesn't mean that we don't have the tools to combat it, and those tools are the same thing that we use every day. It's conversation. It's listening to each other. It's actually confronting some of these flawed assumptions and meeting it with reality and understanding and trust and, frankly, love.
And let's understand that a lot of this push toward, you know, traditionalism, you know, where the man is the alpha and the woman stays at home and has babies and all that. Let's acknowledge that there is reason for that to catch on. Mm-hmm. The frustrations of daily life, the failings of, you know, this stage of capitalism. So there is fertile ground for the far right, you know, to fertilize, if you will. And it just makes it all the more important for those conversations is to acknowledge there's confusion, acknowledge there's angst, acknowledge people have questions about, you know, their health and their lifestyle. And again, if we're not willing to have those conversations with these folks, somebody else will.
It's true. There is always some truth to these movements. That is the base of it. But it's when you take that little grain of truth and then you funnel people into a place where you don't give them the full picture of what's happening, but just that isolated idea of what you want them to believe. And for me, as an OBGYN doctor who believes that people have the ability to make their own healthcare decisions for themselves within the context of their own lives, you need to know what all of your options are, not just the ones that a certain movement want you to have.
Yeah. It certainly has occurred to me many times over the years is, you know, how does this get to be a thing? Because again, I was raised by a single mom, you know, the oldest of four kids. There was no room for toxic masculinity anywhere in there. And so when you see it, and I of course have seen a lot of it over time, it's very tough sometimes to still feel like, how does that stick? How does talking down to women, for example, you know, how does that stick with folks? But, you know, this is what they have been exposed to. And you as an OBGYN, my wife Sherry is an OBGYN, you've seen some dads to be come in there who are just the most wonderful guys. And you see these others come in, and you don't have to acknowledge thinking this. I'll tell you, somebody else I know thinks it. It's like, who had sex with you so that you could reproduce? Because you might be creating another you, and you're a slime ball.
Don't you think that so much of this stuff is stuff that we see in the predominant culture? Like, I think of when I was a kid, and that this was what my dad believed. My mom had a job before she got married and decided to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. But for my dad in the 70s, it was prestigious to have a wife who was home, and that was important to him. But it didn't actually work for them. He wasn't able to make enough money. She wasn't able to get all the things done. You have to have, in a healthy relationship, give and take. And that means that our gender roles aren't as clearly defined as the MAHA and the toxic masculinity movements would have us believe.
Right. And so let's turn to the women for a moment here, because again, it a lot of times takes two to tango, and you have, again, the term nowadays is trad wife, you know, traditional wife. And again, these videos that are pulling women saying, you know, look at how hard, you know, these women, look, I would not want my daughters to be like, say, the Kardashians. I wouldn't. But I also, the alternative to that isn't to, well, not have a job if you actually want a career, if you want to work. You know, you should have those kinds of opportunities. But you can see for other women, they've been told that that's, you know, that's a wrong path. That's a turnout. And you too, like other docs, you've seen people come in who are a little too docile, you know, compliant, whatever the case may be. And you kind of want to say to them, you know, blink twice if you're a hostage.
Yeah. I mean, being a stay-at-home mom, being part of the MAHA movement, like that is not, it's not inherently bad if that's something that you want and yes. is meaningful to you. That's great. Do it in an informed way, just like everything else in life. Know what all of your options are so that you can make those appropriate choices for yourself. But, you know, Pat, we haven't talked about how things that are happening now in society are reinforcing that. Like if you can't get childcare, which is happening all over Wisconsin, and we know it's going to get much worse in the future, then you don't have an option. Somebody has to stay home. So that really takes away your ability to do something other than be part of what is that growing MAHA type movement.
It comes back to, I don't want to lose my train of thought here, but of course there it went. And it's always tough to have that happen on live radio. But it was about, oh, here it is.
Look, I saw you wandering as you were looking at the
side. It came right back. It eventually, it was just doing a, it was in a holding pattern over Oshkosh someplace. And it came back. It was about the child care. And some of the comments mm-hmm. that I was seeing online, again, mm-hmm. coming from your troll area going, you know, well, I don't know why we have to pay these people to be such babysitters. And Corrine Hendrickson, much to her credit, got right in there in the comment section and said, why don't you explain what you mean by babysitter? Why don't you explain? She listed all the expenses that she incurs to be, you know, a good professional child care provider and say, which of those things would you cut out of your child's life? Mm-hmm. And I know that there's that talking point of, oh, we didn't need organized daycare before.
No, we did.
You did. You just didn't get it. And our society's grown to a point that embraces early childhood education so that, you know, our kids are informed citizens and not dullards and who have, you know, manners and literacy and all of that. And you still have people going, well, I was plopped in front of a TV and I turned out fine.
That was when we had PBS.
Yeah, right. Yeah, at least you had PBS to be plopped in front of. Although the answer is more like, no, you didn't. If you were just plopped in front of a TV, you probably didn't turn out just fine. Unless, again, yeah, you had some more informative programming out there. But, I mean, this is just one aspect of it, the whole notion of affordable childcare. But also, there's something to be said about sex education. And, again, mm-hmm. empowerment for young people comes with knowledge rather than guessing or finding things on TikTok videos instead. So you do need affordable education. You do need affordable child care. You do need good health care so that you're not like just searching on the interwebs for anything that you can find. All of these pieces come into place. And if you don't, if you fight against them in the name of, you know, you got to keep my taxes low, you know, you're going to get what you pay for.
Can I just bring this back to healthcare like I always do? Yes. It is so frustrating to me that people cannot afford healthcare, so they look on TikTok, because who can blame you? You need answers. Something is wrong with you. You need to figure out how to fix it. So you go to the place where you can access information. But TikTok is regular people just like sharing opinions as facts. Or mm-hmm. sometimes it's Secretary Kennedy sharing disinformation that people believe and are basing their healthcare decisions on. And sometimes those healthcare decisions end up costing them their lives or setting them on a path that determines the rest of their lives that they didn't want because they didn't know what all of their options are. So if we had access to quality, affordable healthcare, if we could go see a healthcare practitioner to get our questions answered and to get the therapies and the treatments that we need for our physical and mental health, we wouldn't be living in this dystopian society that we've created.
Yeah, but we do. And you think if one of the lessons we would have learned from the pandemic was the heartbreaking tales of people who were dying right before dying of COVID, were saying to the doctors and nurses, why won't you tell me what's really wrong with me?
Yes.
Because they, on their deathbed, would not believe that COVID was real because of the conspiracies that they were taught. So yeah. folks, we can do this better. And you can start by watching How Is This Better on YouTube or listening on Spotify or checking out the Courier Newsroom website, couriernewsroom.com, and catch How Is This Better with Akilah Hughes. In my monitor, out the corner of my eye, I see that Jane Matinere is back, which is good because I didn't know on the road trip, you know, they were doing Butternut and Hayward, and I didn't know if they'd ever come back from up north. It's God's country up there, you know.
It is beautiful.
But they've made it back. So we'll find out from Jane Matinere what's coming up on her program, which follows this one here weekdays across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Pretty much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Tomorrow morning at 6:30, a new feature is coming to this fine radio program, Below the Beltway with Cam Stevenson. Courier Newsroom's future Capitol Hill correspondent. Cam Stevenson has joined us for the past couple of years from Arizona, where he helped start the Copper Courier covering Arizona news. But he is making the move to D.C. to cover Congress and all of Washington for Courier Newsroom. And he will join us this coming Tuesday. And then again, starting after Labor Day, when Congress is back in session. So Cam Stevenson with Below the Beltway coming up tomorrow morning. on these mornings powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, yep, there's the happy news that Jane Matinere has made it back from up north. She and Greg and Todd were all up in the Hayward area on Friday doing their show live. How'd that all go? How'd the trip back? How was the whole shebang?
The whole shebang was great. We had more fun and just met the most lovely people. We stopped last Wednesday in Oshkosh, and we got to see an atomic bomb being moved, which I didn't know was on my list of things I wanted to do, but I did.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, in the EAA Museum. And then on Thursday, we broadcast from Butternut at a wonderful little art gallery in downtown Butternut. Kelly Meredith is the owner there. And then on Friday, we were in Hayward, right across from our sister station, WBZH, there in Hayward. What a great little town.
Oh, yes.
There was so much going on. The powwow was going on. The Lumberjack Championships were going on. That downtown was buzzing. And then we headed home Saturday, mm-hmm. and sang the Book of Mormon all the way home. So we took turns.
Ding dong.
Todd picked first. So on the way up, we listened to Wicked. And then on the way from Oshkosh to Park Falls, Greg picked Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh, and then, on the way back, we listened to the Book of Mormon. And Todd and I sang. We all sang. We sang.
Oh, that's so fun.
And there was car dancing involved also.
Of course there is, as one does,
sure.
on a road trip to. Like that.
Oh, you have to. Great.
So what are you working on this week now that you're back in the cozy confines of an air-conditioned studio?
Well, I really wanted to start off with Tony Weed does something no one has asked him to do.
Yes.
Someone has asked him to do.
Well, I think, and with a bucket of money to go along with it is my guess. You
know? That would be an organization, not so much anything his constituents have asked for,
which
Republicans really do seem to be really, really good at. You haven't asked for this thing, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Aren't you lucky? Tell me thank you later. So we'll start off with that. Tony Weed's new legislation that he has put forward. Robin Vining is entering the race for a state office. We'll talk about that. And then after the 9:30 news, we're going to talk about deporting all the wrong people.
We are. We are completely deporting the wrong people when we need to be, deporting, bigots and sexists and things like that. But
and criminals. I thought the whole thing was rapists and criminals.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, people. It was supposed to be the criminals.
The criminals.
That's right.
And the poll numbers for Donald Trump's immigration policy are not doing well.
No.
And I would imagine that part of this is tied because we're deporting the wrong people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just me.
No, it's really not just you who look at this and go, huh, he said he's going after the criminals, but it's just Maria from housekeeping over at the Holiday Inn Express. Could this be a race-based thing? I don't know. What? Who is trying to blackmail an NFL team into going back to its racist nickname? I mean,
yeah, that's a squirrel. That's another squirrel. The whole baseball team thing is, don't look at the Epstein report that we had promised you for years and years and years and years and talked about and promoted. But there's nothing to see here. Look over there. We're going to talk about that as well.
Yeah, but if people missed it, by the way, this whole diversion thing with the Epstein files, it's worth noting that the thing that they're promising to do now is unseal the grand jury transcripts. And there's nothing new there. I mean, because when you try to get an indictment, you don't show all your cards. You show just enough to get an indictment. So there's not going to be anything that's new there. The new stuff would be in what was unsealed, which Democrats forced to vote on last week. And every Wisconsin Republican, Tony Weed, Derek Van Orden, and the rest, said, don't they talk a good game about transparency?
Oh, they sure do. They love to talk, we're going to show everything. And I guess what blows my mind the most is it is the Republicans who made the biggest deal about this.
Oh, yeah.
And the people on the report and this cabal of pedophiles that are running trafficking out of pizza restaurants that have no basements. They're the ones who promoted this for years and years and years. And again, now it's like, nothing to see here. Look over there.
Oh, to look at all those old Dan Bongino clips and how hard he went on this.
Yes.
And now he's like, silent.
What? It's all good. It's all good. It's all been released. No. Look over there, squirrel.
So it's worth noting that Republicans, perhaps this week, well, they have to because the August recess is coming, but they're going to try to put up a vote on a resolution that basically calls on the Justice Department to release more evidence. In other words, a nothing burger. This does nothing. But they're going to pass that this week to say, see, we do want transparency. We do. No, the real transparency would have been in the actual legislation last week.
Yeah.
And no, they kind of took a pass on that. So
I just don't think that this is going to go away for them as much as they hope and as many squirrels as they're going to keep throwing out there, because they will. I'm sorry, you fed your base this. You raised your base on this milk, and they aren't going to let it go.
Yeah. Jane Mattenair with that and so much more coming up next across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane, thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, my friends. We'll see you later.
All right. We will see you. And Kristen, thank you for co-hosting throughout the course of the morning. I really appreciate that. I know you, all the travels you do and everything, it was nice to catch you at home and get to just kick back with you for a couple hours. So thank you for that.
I love coffee clutching with you, Pat.
Coffee clutching is fun.
It's a great way to start your week.
Yes, and the coffee mug's about empty, so I guess I have to wrap up here. So you have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Sounds good.
All right, and thanks to all of you for being part of this as well on this Monday morning, getting our week going on these mornings powered by Up North News, part of Courier, a pro-democracy news network. I'm Pat Kreitlow in Chippewa Falls. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning here up north.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training aircraft slammed into a school campus in the capital city of Dhaka today. At least 18 people were killed, more than 160 injured, some of them taken to hospitals by desperate parents in rickshaws. Harvard University will appear in federal court today to make the case that the Trump administration illegally cut $2.5 billion from the college in federal funding. Harvard says it's an attempt to have a government takeover of gaining control of academic decision-making at the university. Flood watches up from Missouri through Virginia as the nation saw more flooding over the weekend.
Roads in Seagirt, New Jersey looked like rivers Sunday after heavy rain sparked flash flooding.
How is this even possible?
This after a flash flood emergency shut down parts of the D.C. metro area Saturday.
ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Zee, another 80 Palestinians at least killed over the weekend as they tried to get food aid in Gaza. The U.N. Food Agency says Israeli forces opened fire. This is ABC News.